What does the Bible say about the Sabbath day? What the Bible says about the Sabbath day is very simple. It goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 2, reading from verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. The Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week. It is the day between Good Friday and Easter Sunday, the day on which Christ was in the tomb. He was killed on Friday. He rose on Sunday. The day between is the Sabbath day, and it is part of the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, verse 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, not to make it holy. God made it holy, and he tells us, keep it holy, respect it. The Bible also says the Sabbath is God's day, not ours. Jesus says he's Lord of the Sabbath. And we are required to observe God's Sabbath because he has not changed it. The Ten Commandments came from heaven down. If a change has to be made, the change must come from heaven down. The change can't be made on earth and then sent to heaven, as some of us have tried to do by making Sunday the Sabbath. The Sabbath is the seventh day of the week, Saturday. It has never been changed. There is a nation on the earth that for 5,000 years have kept the Sabbath. So there need to be no doubt. And that nation is the Jews, of course. The seventh day, Saturday, is the Sabbath of God, and he requires that it be kept in honor of him and his work of creating the heaven and the earth.